Hello, this is the tune tape for banjos and fiddles that I promised. This first side is going to be fiddle tunes, and I'll be playing them all as near as I can figure at this point. I'll play them through once slowly for you and then up to speed. These are tunes that I particularly enjoy playing on the fiddle. I think you might like them too, and also give you an idea of how somebody else might play some tunes. The first one is in D. Soldier's Joy, pretty common tune. I also play all these tunes a bunch of different ways if I can, and give you an idea of some of the things you might do to them. Soldier's Joy. Second tune, also in D, a tune called Fork a Deer, probably my favorite tune. This is a tune that's sort of a composite of some different versions by J.P. Fraley, who you all know, and Tommy Hunter, a fiddler from North Carolina. Thank you. let's see, I'll go into, A modal for a couple tunes for you. First one's a tune called The Kitchen Gal. This is from Henry Reed. Fiddler died in 74 from Glen Lynn, Virginia, over by the West Virginia border. Kitchen Gal. Now the tune is Hog Eye. Likewise in that A modal tuning. Tune like that is a tune called Santa Anna's Retreat. This is another Henry Reed tune. Thank you. We'll go into the key of A now. And here's a tune called Sugar in the Gourd from Charlie Osborne, who's here, well, right across the Russell County line here. Sounds a lot like turkey in the straw, but still there's a difference. Sugar in the Gourd. Tune is Sally Ann. A couple more A tunes that I won't slow down for you. One is Miller's Reel. JP plays a version in G. I first learned it from a fiddler down Sulphur Springs, Tennessee, in A. Thank you. tune is The Grey Eagle, which a mandolin player here in Dungannon named Creed Powers plays. Play a couple G tunes for you. Let's see. Here's one, another one from Charlie Osborne, called "Shoot That Turkey Buzzard." Turkey Buzzard. Another real nice G tune is a one called "Give the Fiddler a Dram or Dance All Night with a Bottle in My Hand." And the version I play has four parts. Thank you. dance all night. Well, I'm just going to play a number of different tunes for you now, just not in any particular order. Just tunes I think you might enjoy hearing and learning a little bit. A couple D tunes, a couple three D tunes maybe. First one's one from Albert Hash from over in Whitetop, Virginia, and it's a tune called Nancy Blevins. One called Rock the Cradle Joe. It's from up around Patrick County, Virginia. Across the sea. The sea. I've got time for just a few more tunes. I thought I'd do some tunes and some other tunings for you. First of all, I'm going to cross tune the fiddle in A. So the tuning, rather than G, D, A, E, is A, E, A, E. This is a tune from the Round Peak area of North Carolina, from the fiddle player named Tommy Jarrell, who I'm sure many of you have heard of or will hear of, called Breaking Up Christmas. This is the banjo side of the tape. And some of the song tunes that I do in here will be the same. Some of them will be different. Start off in the key of D. And I'll start off with Arkansas Traveler. Good old hoedown tune. Traveler. Another good banjo tune is one called The Blue Eyed Gal, or Fly Around My Pretty Little Miss. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to get up into a modal tuning now. And do Shady Grove. Kitchen Gal, which I put on the other side as a fiddle tune. Thank you. Okay, I'm gonna go down an A now. And from Currents Hammonds comes Sourwood Mountain. And from Charlie Osborne comes Shortening Bread. Now I'm going to get down in G, and from Beecher Smith over on Big Moccasin here in Scott County comes the Old Hen Cackle. Thank you. leather breeches. And I'll play one tune in C for you. This one's called Free Little Bird from Roscoe Holcomb. I'm just going to play a bunch of tunes for you now that in no particular tunings and things like that, no particular order of tunings, I should say. Cluck Old Hen. A modal. Ragtime Annie. Going Across the Sea that I did on the other side, also in D. Cumberland Gap for you in a kind of unusual tuning. This one's from Ralph Ford of Grassy Fork, Tennessee. You're like, it's as though you're in C. You've got C, G, C, D, G. You can drop both your G's down to F. Tuning is then C, F, C, D, F, and Cumberland Gap. Thank you. Cumberland Gap. And while we're on the subject of unusual tunings, here's a tune from Donnie Gum of Mill Springs, West Virginia. She lives, well, you're not probably are familiar, going to be familiar where, with Mill Springs. It's about 15 miles from Elkins. Let me get into it, and then I'll turn the tape recorder back on. Well, it'll probably help you if I explained it how I was getting in it. You tune the fifth string, you get your G tuning. You tune your fifth string down so it's an octave above. Well, so it's even with that first string open. You leave your two low strings, your D and your G, the same. Go up to the second fret of the G string and tune your second string to that. In other words, down to an A, and then you tune your first string to the third fret of the second string, in other words, to a C. So your tuning is D, G, A, C, D, and for Sugar Babe.
What more can I do?